This is music from Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella, which Czechs have voted their favorite fairy tale movie of all time. Film versions of fairy tales are hugely popular in the Czech Republic, with the likes of The Golden Star Princess and Once There Was a King staples of the television schedules around Christmas time. Many of the best-loved film fairy tales were made during the communist era at Prague's famous Barrandov Studios. A year ago, an exhibition organized in collaboration with Barrandov for the first time gave Czech fairy tale fanatics a chance to take a peek at the original costumes used in their favorite films. This year, another exhibition is being put on with additional never-before-exhibited costumes that the organizers managed to hunt down since the last exhibition closed. Vladimir Jean is one of the organizers of Jak se oblékají pohádky, which translates as How Fairy Tales Dress in English. We spoke on the eve of the show's opening at Prague's Municipal House.
This exhibition is it's exhibition of the original costumes from Czech fairy tales. It's really from the oldest and most famous fairy tales you can know, like Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella, Proud Princess, Once There Was a King, and all of those most famous titles are there exhibited, and you can see all the originals on one place, and I have to say that none of those costumes were ever displayed before.
And is it exclusively costumes, or is it also props?
Yeah, there are also some props, like tools from the kitchen of the where the princess with the golden star were, and you can see also the small puppet, which you could see in the girl with the broomstick, for example, of the small Jan Hrušinský, and those things. So there are also some props, but mostly it's the costumes.
And how did you go about acquiring those costumes? Did you collaborate with Barrandov Studios, or...?
Okay, yeah, it's the whole exhibition is made in the cooperation with the Barrandov Studio and their costume and props division. But anyway, it was very hard work to find all of them because they have thousands of costumes. And find those you need for the exhibition, it's very hard work.
So when you say it was hard work, how long ago did you start compiling those costumes?
It took a few months until there was the first collection was made. And its collection you could see last year on the Strahov Monastery in the Christmas holidays. And the exhibition you can see this year in the Prague Municipal House. There is another 15 titles. So the costumes, which were added to the collection, we had to find during that year.
And why do you think are fairy tales so hugely popular with the Czechs?
I think it's a combination of very good name of the Czech filmmaking and filmmakers. Like I think it's a combination of very good filmmakers we have here, like Václav Orlíček, which has also a few titles on the exhibition. And of course the reason why the fairy tales are popular all around the world, it's about the fantasy and all the happy and everything you can find in it.
And do you think it has to do a bit with the communist era as well? Has there been any famous fairy tales that were shot after 1989?
I have to say that most of the fairy tales are before shoot before this year. It's of course because it's got that feeling of some old era for us now. But I'm not sure if it's got something to do with actually with this dividing point.
And what would you say is the most recognized costume of all the exhibits you have? Which one makes people just go, oh yeah, I remember this one?
I definitely think that it was the fairy tale of the century. It's Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella. And you can find clothes from all three hazelnuts on the exhibit. And I think it's the costumes where people really stay and just staring on it because they are really magic.
Was it difficult to, in terms of insurance, or Barrandov lending you these costumes? Is that an issue at all?
There is one important thing that a lot of the costumes are part of the culture heritage list of the Ministry of Culture, and those costumes have to be handled different way than the ordinary exhibits. They have to be behind the glass, and this is it's only a problem that other way you have to ensure it as normal costume.
Okay. And in terms of the audience for your exhibition, is there a lot of children, or is it more adults who are trying to revisit the days of the fairy tales?
I have to say that all people are coming, and all of them are very happy leaving the exhibition, because the fairy tales are so old that all people remember it from their childhood. So really, you can see really happy children looking for costumes of their heroes, and also crying old people, grandmothers and mothers with their children, and you see they are happy as their children.
Is it a coincidence that the exhibition is opening around Christmas time, when most of the fairy tales are in Czech television?
Yeah, we were trying to make those holidays really nice for the people. So we think that it's a perfect time for showing those exhibits to people and to remind all those really wonderful costumes and those fairy tales. So it's not really a coincidence.
So this is the sequel to an exhibition that took place last year. Are you planning any more exhibitions in the future?
Definitely. The first exhibition, as I said, were last year on the Strahov Monastery. Then we took it to the Pilsen. And now it's like, as you said, sequel, because there are 15 more new titles, 100 more new costumes. And we're planning to go to like Liberec and Brno and more other Czech cities later. But first in the row will be the exhibition in Berlin.
How is the interest of people abroad in Czech fairy tales?
Especially in the German. Most of the, very lot of the fairy tales were made in co-production with Germany. And you can hear that, for example, those Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella are maybe just more popular than here. Even it's a fairy tale of the century here. They love it as well.